And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every Thursday, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, of course, we have the shortened trading week this week, and starting on Tuesday, we saw a rally in the grain markets that have kind of tempered so far here on Thursday, but starting off a really good week after seeing some moderate moves throughout the month of May.
Yeah, like you said, we have a short trading week, but I think we've made up for it here with the volatility we've seen and experienced so far in the few days we have traded. Very positive volatility for producers. We've seen the corn market touch highs we haven't seen in 5 years. And it's still obviously early in the growing season, if you even want to call it that, since most of the a good chunk of the corn crop and soybean crop isn't even planted. And that's what we're trading off of, obviously, is the late planting at this point. Tuesday's crop progress report, it was delayed till Tuesday because of the Monday holiday, and it showed that we were 58% planted on corn compared to about 90 on average. The trade was expecting 63 to 65. So definitely way below trade expectations, and that's what caused some support, Tuesday night as well. Faded off a little bit yesterday, but seeing some support and back and forth trade here again today. So definitely a supportive, strong bull run here on corn and starting on beans as well here. Last week beans were pretty stagnant, bumping up against the 20-day moving average every day and couldn't get through it. We got through it here on Tuesday and haven't looked back since on soybeans. So, both crops are ticking up, hitting a bunch of sell orders, being met with quite a bit of old and new crop selling, maybe a little lacking nationwide just because of the late planting and people uncertain about what kind of crop, if any, they're actually going to have, makes it a little tougher to sell. But the funds are getting out and producers are meeting it with some selling as well.
So Jalen, with the prevent plant dates coming up in June, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for next week?
Definitely, I think from here on out, besides weather, it's clearly going to be, weather is going to dictate how fast we're going to get the rest of this corn and soybeans planted. But the thing that's going to stand out every week is your Monday afternoon crop progress report for about the next 3 weeks here, 4 weeks if you want to count soybean planting as well. But for corn especially, the next 2 weeks are going to be huge for your Monday afternoon 3 o'clock crop progress report and kind of dictate trade for the rest of that week, because what you're looking at here is, as of this last Sunday, not a lot of planting got that went on Monday nationwide with the rain. But you had 39 million acres of corn left to plant, and we're running up on the start of June here. Some states, the Dakotas, Nebraska, have already reached their final planting date, where you start losing a percent a day crop insurance after that. We have, in South Dakota alone, 4.5 million acres of corn left to plant, and they're 5 days past their insurance date. We have insurance dates coming up here in Minnesota, parts of Iowa, northern Midwest here tomorrow. And then 5 days from now on June 5th, you see the Eastern Belt, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Those states run into their planting date as well. And you look at our last crop progress report, Illinois is 35% planted, Indiana's 22, Ohio's 22 as well. And like I said, South Dakota 25. So 39 million acres of corn left to plant in arguably about 2 weeks. If producers push about, 8-10 days past that final planting date. So it's going to be really interesting next week, next Monday, if we haven't made much progress and we have 25 million plus acres left to plant in a week or 10 days. It starts to become a real conversation on how many acres are actually going to get PP'd or switched to beans, and what this corn balance sheet is really going to look like come midsummer into fall.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pietig. He is with Farmwork Cooperative. This has been the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.